USA Radio News.
The House has passed legislation that will protect access to birth control. The latest move in a broader effort by Democrats to set out into federal law rights they fear could come under threat by the Supreme Court following its decision to wipe away the constitutional right to an abortion. The bill called the Right to Contraception Act now will go to Senate. The measure would create a statutory right for people to access birth control and protect a range of contraceptive methods. The Supreme Court has prevented the Biden administration from immediately reinstating rules that instructed U.S. deportation agents to prioritize the arrest of certain unauthorized immigrants, including those determined to pose a risk to public safety or national security. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
New York has identified a case of polio in Rockland County, the first in the U.S. in almost a decade. The New York State Health Department has confirmed polio has been eliminated in the U.S. since 1979 due to the success of the vaccine, according to the CDC. But travelers sometimes bring the virus into the country. Interest rates are on the rise.
The president of the Euro Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, had previously signaled it would be increasing the rates in July and September as consumer prices kept surging. Reporting from Frankfurt, Germany, the institution had kept rates at historic lows, in fact in negative territory since 2014. Today's action calls for a 50 basis point increase. Yeah, that's a full half percent. The ECB's new anti-fragmentation tool may be put to the test, which is aimed at supporting those nations with big giant debts like Italy. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A January 6th Capitol rioter who recorded herself saying that they were looking for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to, quote, shoot her in the freaking brains, end quote, was sentenced to 60 days in prison, according to officials. Prosecutors called her comments about killing Pelosi, quote, among the most graphic statements uttered by any rioter on Capitol grounds that day, end quote. But the prosecutor did acknowledge there was no evidence she intended to carry it out. Cities are needing help.
The mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. are asking for federal help with illegal immigrants and asylum seekers that they claim are overwhelming their shelters. Eagle Pass, Texas Mayor Pro Tem Yolanda Roman responds to their cries for help on Fox News.
Good luck to them, because we haven't gotten the help that we need for over a year. So I don't know how they expect to get it. So somebody, if they do, I will be interested in knowing how they're getting it over there and we cannot get it here down in the border.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
YouTube announced it will remove a video from its platform if it, quote, provides instructions for unsafe abortion methods or promotes false claims about abortion safety, end quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.